You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, I had a few questions prepared, and we're still going to get to them, but last night changed a little bit what we need to talk about. It was a really weird scene with Bryce Harper, Matt Williams, and Marvin Hudson last night, and there are a whole lot of different angles to it. But it seems like, despite the fact that Harper does have some reputation in some quarters as not the most even-keeled guy, it does not seem like he was particularly out of line last night. How did you see that kind of strange sequence that ended up with Harper and Williams being ejected?
I didn't think he did anything wrong. It was obvious that the Marvin Hudson had an argument with Matt Williams. It seems like Marvin Hudson wasn't paying attention to Harper at all. And then all of a sudden, his Marvin Hudson telling Harper to get back in the box. So it was strange. I didn't think he deserved to be ejected like that. And, obviously Harper's going to get fined for it, but he didn't deserve to be out of that game, to be honest.
Is Hudson a guy that either he or the Nationals in general have had issues with before?
I tell you, I don't recall that, although I heard that Hudson once ejected Harper after the game ended. I mean, to me, I don't count that as an ejection. Game's over. So, if there was a problem, that'd be too bad, because it's kind of really silly to be arguing with a manager and then ejecting his player. So I just don't understand why it happened yesterday.
The previous time, Matt Williams, he certainly didn't jump all over Bryce Harper, but also there was some degree of that really can't happen. And understandably, that was a key moment in the game, and it was particularly costly. It seemed like this time there wasn't any of that, that from the club's perspective, they did not even view this as really a teaching moment for Harper. Is that correct?
That's correct. It was a teaching moment. The other time in Arizona, that was a teaching moment. Harper, Harper didn't swing, but he shouldn't have argued with the umpire in Arizona. And that ejection was deserved. So, this is a different story totally.
Is there any worry, because Harper's such an interesting guy, because he does kind of draw attention. He's a fiery guy. He can be a demonstrative guy, but he's also not a guy in general he's not one of those guys who carps over every called strike. So it's kind of an interesting mix where I think among some fans there's a reputation, but I'm not sure he's done anything to really earn it, particularly with umpires. And what I'm getting at here, is there any worry on the Nationals' part, not even that Harper is in any way out of line, but is there any worry that he might become a guy that umpires kind of have an extra eye on?
No, I don't. I mean, everyone knows how good this guy is. I mean, to me, Harper's, when he gets mad, it's once in a blue moon. I mean, it's not like this is often. We're not dealing with Albert Bell here. So I don't see Harper going out of line. I mean, this guy really loves the game. You can tell the guy acts like a kid sometimes when he plays the game of baseball. I mean, he is the least of this team's worry. I mean, I think right now their number one worry is their injuries. And that's the bottom line. I mean, Harper's not even on the list of concerns.
And because you are a veteran and professional, you set me up perfectly for the next direction here, which is those injuries. And first of all, how long are they going to be without Doug Fister?
Well, Matt Williams said that it's not going to be long. It's going to be maybe a few starts. But then again, with the Nationals, we've heard this before. And, they ended up being out a month, 2 months. So I'm expecting Fister to be out a while. He has a forearm strain, and we haven't seen him really since the day he was hit hard against the Padres. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully we'll see him before this homestand ends, and we'll just take it from there.
Is is there any worry that this is more than that? Forearm is one of those words that sometimes kind of leads to other scary words, or are they convinced that it really is just that?
Well, Matthew, ever since I've known you, I've always told you I have to take a wait-and-see approach, because every time with the Nationals we hear he's going to be out a few days, the person's out a month. And, you know, like we heard that with Anthony Rendon, for example, when he hurt his knee originally, he was going to be out a few days. So, you know, we were told the forearm strain with Pfister, it was not serious. But, again, I got to take a wait-and-see approach to see how long he's going to be out for.
Is that A.J. Cole's spot for as long as Pfister is out, or is that something where they look at other options there?
Well, obviously, they have a few days off, so they're going with a four-man right now. But, yes, when it comes to that fifth spot, A.J. Cole is the guy. Right now, he's a long reliever. He did a good job against the Padres, and I'm expecting Cole to be that guy.
Is that an indicator that, at least for this year, that ship has sailed for Tanner Roark? He's in relief for the remainder of this year, almost no matter what?
Yes, that ship has sailed, yes. He's done a great job, you know, in the role he's been doing, which is long relief, middle relief, and the back end of that bullpen. He's done a great job. He basically took Stanton's role. And what I respect about Tanner Roark is that he has moped. He enjoys what he's doing, and he's happy to have a job.
All right. And the other really noteworthy injury here recently is Jason Wirth is back on the DL. He's such an important part of this offense as a guy who hits near the top of the lineup and gets on base. How long are they going to be doing without him?
I think it's going to be a while. I mean, yeah, they didn't find any ligament damage, no fractures or anything like that. But Wirth thinks it's going to be a while because, you know, the guy's in pain. And the swelling has to go away. So it's going to take a while. I think he'll be out at least a month. And you know, we'll see what happens. I don't think this is a couple weeks type of thing or 15 days. It's going to be a while.
And is that, again, Michael Taylor clearly stepping into those at-bats?
It's going to be between Michael Taylor and Tyler Moore. And it's going to be interesting. I mean, Tyler Moore has been really comfortable at the plate lately. He hit a home run yesterday, as you saw. But, it's going to be those two guys, and I don't see them making a move just to replace Jason Wirth right now.
The guy they brought up, Wilmer Defoe, is kind of an interesting guy. He hasn't done a lot in the high minors. He was off to a real nice start this year. What does he bring?
The guy can hit. This is not a one-year thing. I mean, this guy started last year, drove in 90 runs, was their player of the year last year. And he's going to replace either Ian Desmond at short or Danny Espinosa at second. He's going to be the everyday guy by next year. And that guy can really hit. The guy brings excitement to the game. He can really run. Had a great spring training. But we'll see what happens, how long he stays. He replaced Jason Wirth on the roster. And we'll see what happens.
He's a guy now, he's obviously quite young, but he's a guy who didn't really hit a lot really before last year. Had a couple of nice years, had a decent year in rookie ball. But what kind of came on for him and has turned him from a guy who didn't really hit a lot to, as you note, for the last year plus, a guy who really has been a hitter?
He really worked out. I mean, he really dedicated himself during the offseason, two seasons before that. And drove in 90 runs, and he did the same thing this past the off season. And I'm telling you, he's legit. I think he's legit. He can really hit. He can really play defense. He can play second and short, although he says he prefers to play short. But I think he's willing to do anything for the team right now.
And then one more thing, Casey Jansen sounds like he is close but not quite there. What's his status?
Well, he's going to have he's going to pitch two more games. Hopefully after that he'll rejoin the team in Chicago. Now, he'll be in the back end of the bullpen by the time he gets back. Right now the velocity is not there. But with him, he's never been a guy who, you know, threw 90, 95 miles an hour anyway. So I don't think they're concerned about that. I think he'll be ready by the time they go to Chicago.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.